Hello, you're listening to Off the Clock, Arts and Culture on KBIA. I'm Jen Cooper. This week, KBIA's Jade Turk takes us to the Hallsville Community Center. She tells us about the growing popularity of square dancing in the small town. Every other Saturday, the Missouri Traditional Fiddle and Dance Network invites community members to enjoy the traditional music and dance of Mid-Missouri.
Every second Saturday, the Missouri Traditional Fiddle and Dance Network hosts an old-time square dance. Members of the community come together to enjoy traditional music and dance of Mid-Missouri. Hallsville residents John and Betty White help start this event in Hallsville and also sponsor the dance. John White says the event is family-oriented and that square dancing is fun for everyone.
It's all about getting together and having fun, isn't it? All ages. Little kids up to great grandparents come. Some people come to dance, some people come to listen.
The festivities for the day began at 4 p.m. with an open old-time music jam. Any community musicians, despite age and skill level, were invited to participate. At 6 p.m., everyone gathered for a potluck. There was turkey and dressing, cupcakes, pie, hot fudge brownies, and more. The dancing portion of the event did not start until 7 p.m. Admission is always free, but donations are accepted to help alleviate cost of throwing the event. Several people were present for the dance. There were about 7 tables set up on the right side of the room where people were sitting, talking, or eating. At the very front of the room sat all of the musicians. The left side of the room had a few tables set up with food and drinks that people had prepared, and the middle of the room was left open for the main event, dancing. Bess Frizzell was a first-time square dancer. She plays the mandolin and says she really likes square dancing music.
Pretty much everywhere you have, everywhere one has like their own ways of expressing, you know, joy, and music and dance go hand in hand together.
Naomi Prather was one of the younger people there to dance. She was there with her brother, who was eating different foods from the potluck. Prather says she appreciates traditional dance and that it's different from popular modern dances.
It's just a lot of fun to get out, just hang with people. Nowadays, sometimes it's hard to go and do actually like dances where you actually learn the moves and stuff. Lots of dances nowadays just kind of go crazy. These dances, it's like you learn how to do it. There's rhythm and it's just, it flows really nice.
People come from all over the country to enjoy traditional music and dance at the center. When White started the square dancing event at the community center nearly 10 years ago, he says he was the only fiddler, but now the walls are lined with them. He says the center has gained a lot of support from the community.
There's people now that come to help me set up, and people that stay after it's over to help me put the tables away and clean them up for them. One weekend, I got pretty sick Saturday. I couldn't make it here, and my wife couldn't either, but enough people were coming here that knew what to do, and we just had to unlock the building, and I thought that was really great.
The next Hallsville Square Dance will be Saturday, December 13th. White says the building has already signed up to continue to host the square dancing event at the Hallsville Community Center next year. For KBIA News, I'm Jade Turk.
That's Off the Clock this week. I'm Jen Cooper. Thanks for listening. Have a great weekend.